This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. This week, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders unveiled a plan to double membership in unions. Several other Democratic candidates are promising similar plans. Union membership in the U.S. has declined dramatically over the past several decades. A new report from the Brookings Institution explores how the decline of organized labor affects all workers. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
During the post-war era, about a third of American workers were members of a union. Today, only 6% belong. The Brookings report analyzed decades of data to determine why, but former New York City iron worker Bill Holfeld has his own theory.
We are victims of our own success.
Right now, union members earn 15 to 20% more than equivalent workers at non-union shops. And as membership has shrunk, wage growth for low and middle-rung workers has stalled and income inequality has grown.
Really, what we think unions are doing is enhancing bargaining power. And if you look at the data, it really does matter.
Jay Shambaugh with the Brookings Institution says the shift from a manufacturing economy to a more service-based economy over the last 30 years can explain some of the losses, but not all of them. He says right-to-work laws, now in place in 28 states, have weakened unions' power, and employers have become more resistant to organizing efforts. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.